Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. It is Tuesday here on this program, and you know what that means. At some point today, we will be covering Monday Night Raw. But in addition to that, we got so much stuff to talk about. Obviously, it's a very, very big week in wrestling. Wednesday, we got AEW Dynamite, which of course is the go-home show for the United Center edition of Rampage, which is on Friday, the expected debut of CM Punk. And over the next two shows, I mean, we got to get a card for All Out because we're like 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away, and we have three matches. So we'll talk about that. We've also got the ratings for the debut episode of Rampage. Show did very well Friday night at 10 o'clock p.m. We got SmackDown ratings from Friday, which were good numbers, although it wasn't 2.5 million. Although I think most of you listening to this show, are well aware of that fact. And, of course, Raw last night leading into the SummerSlam show. SummerSlam, about 45,000 tickets out for SummerSlam. If you listen to Raw last night, they are teasing 55,000 people. So if you want to know what the fake number is going to be, that's what they're pushing it as, 55,000 people at SummerSlam. But that show is coming on Saturday. Sunday is NXT TakeOver. So, of course, the go-home show for TakeOver is tonight. We'll tell you about that. And plenty of other things as well. It'll be a good day for you to give your feedback later on in the program. Only text messages is the plan right now, although I may open up the phone lines. 425-780-7566 is the number. That is 425-780-7566. We have got the full SummerSlam lineup. We have got New Japan and Stardom affected by COVID. As noted, the SmackDown and Rampage numbers, also the debut of Heels on Stars. How did that show do? We'll tell you about that. All that and more back in a moment, Observer Live.
Fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
If you're into collectibles, there's only one way to go, and that's with Andy Matic. You can get in touch with Andy by calling him at 805-657-0533 or by going to andybuyscards.com. Whether you're interested in buying or selling any kind of collectible, it's time to get in touch with the one and only Andy Matic. Call Andy at 805-657-0533 or go to andybuyscards.com. That's andybuyscards.com.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Had the day off yesterday, but if you listen to the replay, I mean, we had all the news on Sunday. But there is new news to talk about here today because it's Tuesday, and Raw was last night. But also, we got all of the ratings notes. Pleased to announce the return of Showbuzz Daily. Mitch Metcalf, I believe is his name, which sounds like an NXT superstar. He's back doing all this work, so we'll get these Raw ratings here pretty quick today as well. Friday Night SmackDown, 2.084 million viewers, down 4% from the previous week. Realistically, there were a bunch of preemptions due to the NFL, as I like to call this National Football League. And so the overnight number of 2.5 million, I mean, it was never going to be that. But realistically, if the show hadn't been preempted for football in those markets, it would have done better than 2.084 million. So I would say 2.1 million would be a safe number for SmackDown on Friday for a nothing show, quite frankly. Although we'll talk about nothing shows when we talk about Raw as well, with the exception of RK-Bro reuniting, which I thought was great. Rampage, 740,000 viewers on Friday night, up 45% from the 509,000. The Dynamite averaged when it aired in the time slot in May of most of May and June. And the Rampage premiere did a 0.31 in the 18 to 49 demo, third for the night on cable at 10 p.m., by the way. Following two NFL preseason games, 18 to 49, up 55% from what Dynamite averaged in the 18 to 49 demo. Last Wednesday's Dynamite drew a 0.35 rating in the demo. Of course, the Friday night show with the expected debut of CM Punk should be that should be a big number as well, quite frankly. After that, my guess is, if I had to do a prediction for where a Rampage is going to end up, I would say probably in the 650,000 range once it settles in. But we shall see. Maybe it'll do much better than that. But a very, very good number at 10 o'clock p.m. on a Friday night for the debut of Rampage. And the only other note, and since I've got a million people asking, are you guys going to watch and review heels? Well, first off, I don't have stars, and so I don't think I'm going to be watching and reviewing heels. I'm sure maybe somebody on the website will do it, but the issue with Heels also is nobody watched that show. And this is not burying Heels. I've heard it's a very, very good show, but it's on Stars. According to Brandon Thurston here, the premiere, 128,000 viewers, 23 in 18 to 49. That would be a 0.02 rating. Did not rank in the top 150 on cable. That puts it in the neighborhood of Impact on Access, which was watched by 122,000 viewers, with 48,000 viewers at 18 to 49. So those are the big ratings numbers. Any surprises here, Mike? I would presume none.
Heels got more 18 to 34s than Impact did, so maybe there's that. But now the number with Punk is going to be, I don't want to say artificially inflated, but it's going to be probably pretty massive, and then we'll see what happens if it floats back down again. But they're going to have a problem with their fan base. The 18 to 34s, if they're going to go out, Friday is going to be the night. And you see that's where they kind of took a little bit of a bath this week. You know, Dynamite was way up, and you see what they did on Friday night. And that's going to be a hard number for them. So I don't know. Does this turn into the parents' show? I don't know. But it's going to be a fast hour, and that's the biggest thing about that Friday night show is no matter what they decide the tack that they're going to take with it, you know, short-term and long-term, it's going to fly by. So I think that's really the best thing that it has going for it is it's an easy hour to watch, and if you catch it on the DVR, you fast-forward through the commercials, and it's, what, 38, 42 minutes, whatever it's going to be, and it's going to be lightning.
By the way, if you watched the New Japan show this weekend, and there's all of the foreigners here in America, your Juice Robinsons and your Jay White, and then obviously we had the return to wrestling of Will Ospreay, who vacated the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. Obviously, everybody is different. Some of the foreigners are here for reasons other than others, but one of the obvious reasons that these guys are here is that it is a disaster COVID-wise in Japan. And that continued the last couple of days. Shingo, Naito, Sanada, Bushi, Yujiro, Ghetto, Dick Togo, all removed from shows. Shingo and Bushi showed up Sunday with fevers. They were pulled from the event. Everybody that was in the ring with them previously, seven names total out waiting for COVID results. So that's New Japan. Stardom, there was, I believe, a ring announcer who tested positive for COVID. And I have never been to a Stardom event, but the way that things normally work whenever I used to do any shows was the ring announcer goes up to everybody and he asks them whatever he's going to ask them. Now, granted, that's an indie show. Probably would be different if you're a ring announcer for a regular promotion and there's not a lot of new people in, but apparently a lot of people were in contact with the ring announcer, and as a result, two Stardom shows ended up being canceled for COVID precautions. So it's still a very, very bad situation, and that's the update there. We still don't know what is going on with Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. They were pulled from multiple events this weekend. Obviously, they were in the ring together on Friday. They were still advertising Sasha Banks, Bianca Belair for SummerSlam on both the WWE.com website and on Raw. But, of course, they advertised Charlotte for weeks when they knew she wasn't going to be there. So I don't know if I would read anything to that. But I guess we'll see. We've got a SummerSlam card on Saturday, and if those two were in the ring on Friday, if they tested positive for COVID, I mean, there's no way they should be working a show 7 days later, but we'll see. They still have 10 matches announced for SummerSlam. They added a new match, Eva Marie and Alexa Bliss. Can you imagine? Buy your tickets now if you haven't already for SummerSlam. But 10 matches, they got to be out of the building. They promised the Las Vegas, I don't know if it was the tourist commission or whatever, But the show is going to be over by 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern. So all of the people that have tickets for that and the boxing match can just walk across town or whatever to get to that show. So 10 matches in either 3 or 4 hours. I don't even know what the start time is. The start time was originally going to be 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, but they may have moved it an hour earlier. So I guess, Mike, your thoughts on that while I investigate the SummerSlam start time.
Well, you know, just rewinding back to Sasha for a minute, we don't know what's going on there, but let's hypothetically say that it is COVID. Then we have the issue of Montez Ford and Bianca Belair being obviously together. So, you know, then you have Rey in the Dominic match against Street Profits. Is that going to be up in the air? So you don't know exactly what's going on. One thing I hope is, you know, hopefully some of the stigma of this can be treated like the flu by the wrestlers themselves, because HIPAA does matter. And I understand, look, in sports, there's gambling reasons why they have to know and they have to report injuries. In WWE, it's not like that. And even though a lot of people want it to be treated like that, it shouldn't really be like that with people's private information. But I do wish that wrestlers would not have any sort of stigma attached to it and to be able to treat it like the flu, where we do know about somebody testing positive for this. We're not playing this sort of game. And again, it's up to the individual person. You know, it would be my preference that some people look at it more that way.
All right. So at this point, barring a change, the SummerSlam pre-show starts at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, and the main show starts at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, which means SummerSlam is going to be over in less than 3 hours, which I'm not complaining about. I'm fine with that, everybody. But it's going to be a 3-hour SummerSlam. Back in a moment with more Observer Live. You don't gotta go to work, you don't gotta go to work, and my body do the work.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It is time for the Raw Report in a moment.
Oh, boy.
But first off, there had been rumors, not from anybody really within WWE, but fans had been talking about, oh, the Delta variant, WWE, maybe going back to the Thunderdome, et cetera, et cetera. I would not hold your breath. They literally just announced 30 new dates from October through December 31st. So they clearly have no plans to move back into the Thunderdome.
Let me also apologize to Jimmy and Jey Uso for leaving them out in that match that I put the Street Profits in with Rey and Dominic. I don't know why I did that there, but point remains that you may be losing the Street Profits if something happens with Bianca there. But yeah, I apologize to that feud because it obviously will never end.
All right, so Raw this week, let's do this quickly. It opened up with Randy Orton coming out, and of course Matt Riddle immediately interfered, and he wanted Randy Orton to team up with him, and he said, I know why you gave me the RKO. You were just trying to teach me how to hit a proper one. And of course Riddle still wants nothing to do with this guy. AJ and Omos come out, and they make challenges for matches later on in the evening, which happen to be matches with RK-Bro, even though they're not officially a team. And it begins with AJ Styles and Riddle. And in the ring, in terms of wrestling, if you want to see a good match on Monday night, I got a good match for you. AJ Styles and Riddle. Impossible to have a bad match. But you know it's not impossible? To have a bad finish. Riddle's making this big comeback, and he's distracted by Omos. I'm sure you're thinking, oh, well, of course he is. There's always distraction. Well, what you were not expecting was that Omos didn't do anything. He was standing there, and all of a sudden Riddle went, there's an 8-foot man outside the ring. And he was distracted, and AJ crotched him and hit him with a Styles Clash and pinned him. Riddle, dumb babyface. But, of course, nothing new. They cut to Nikki A.S.H., and everyone goes, yay! And then Nikki A.S.H. starts talking about confidence and her superhero costume. And you can hear, boo, because nobody wants to see the gimmick. But they like Nikki A.S.H. But it's WWE, so we're just going to barrel through with all of this. Despite what you fans want, you're going to like it. We had Rhea Ripley versus Nikki A.S.H. They went 8 minutes, and let me tell you what happened. Rhea Ripley beat her up, and she beat her up, and she beat her up. Nikki A.S.H. got a move. Rhea beat her up, and she beat her up, and she beat her up. Nikki got a move. Rhea beat her up, beat her up, beat her up, beat her up, booted her, hit her finish, and pinned her. Nikki didn't even get a comeback. Nikki A.S.H., for those of you that aren't paying attention, is the Raw Women's Champion. Her, in storyline, she sucks, but she has confidence that every now and then she can sneak a win. Well, she couldn't sneak a win tonight. And because it's Raw and we have like 8 people on the active roster, this sets up another match with Rhea and Nikki A.S.H., not next week, tonight, here on the show. We had Drew McIntyre versus Veer and Shanky. So here's the story. Drew's got a big sword he's named after his mother. It's a dangerous weapon. And Jinder Mahal is scared of this sword because he doesn't want Drew to skewer him. Shove this sword down his throat like a sword swallower. So anyway, they have a match tonight. It's Drew McIntyre against Veer and Shankly. And the storyline is, if Drew wins, Veer and Shanky cannot come to ringside with Jinder Mahal. And Drew McIntyre can bring his sword, as they call it. But if Veer and Shankly win, they can go to ringside, and Drew cannot bring his sword. Now, Drew is a babyface. He's a big star. Nobody cares at all about gender. So it makes sense that somehow Veer and Shankly would win, maybe by countout or DQ, and then Drew will not be able to bring his sword to SummerSlam, and Jinder can come to the ring with two men to have the odds stacked against Drew McIntyre. Well, you know what they did? Drew won. So now it is Drew versus Jinder. Jinder can't bring his back up to ringside, and Drew is allowed to come to the ring with a sword.
I like this.
Color me excited for this match.
I like this, though.
Well, I mean,
here's why. Here's the only
tell
reason
me why.
Why.
This is the only reason. Let me finish, and then you can tell me why. Let's get through this.
Good.
We had Morrison doing what is it called? Moist TV with his guest, The Miz. And the whole story here is that The Miz admits, "I've been cleared for weeks." Well, he didn't tell his best friend Morrison, so now Morrison is upset about this. Why didn't you tell me? Why have I been wheeling you around in this wheelchair and, like, saving your life, and you've been cleared this whole time? Out comes Damian Priest and bro. I mean, come on. Damian Priest shoves Miz into a kiddie pool. I was
that
mocked
ever gonna get you over?
I was mocked and ridiculed for this spot for like over well over a decade.
We
but bro, if you're gonna take a bump into a kiddie pool, like sell it. Well, Miz doesn't even sell it. This leads to the Miz versus Damian Priest. Horrible match. Miz cannot physically do anything. The match is there for him to just be a coward and a fool. And then Priest beats him. And the whole key is Miz wanted the dripstick. I guess because if he had the dripstick, he might beat Damian Priest. But Morrison wouldn't give him the water shooter, and he ended up getting pinned, which sets up Sheamus versus Priest. How does this set up Sheamus versus Priest? Well, Priest pinned him with the brogue kick. That made Sheamus mad. Eva Marie, in the most horribly acted segment since the last time they did a segment, tells Doudrop, "Bring me the doll." So Doudrop has to go get the doll. Well, she goes to get the doll. She grabs it from Bliss, who is playing a 10-year-old on a swing set. Are you sick of this yet? I am. Doudrop looks at the doll. Oh, she gets scared. She gives the doll back. Then they announce Eva Marie versus Alexa Bliss at SummerSlam. Mansoor versus Mace. Mace squashes him for 1 minute and 56 seconds. And then there is a kick behind the ref's back. And Mansoor rolls him up and pins him. So they got a big victory there for old Mansoor. Randy Orton versus Omos. Omos beats him up and beats him up and beats him up and beats him up and beats him up. For the longest 3 minutes and 46 seconds of my life, Omos tosses him over the top rope. AJ's outside the ring. AJ looks at Randy Orton. The ref goes, "Don't touch him. It'll be a DQ." So AJ kicks him for the DQ. So anyway, afterwards, they go to beat him up, and Riddle runs down, and he makes the save and clears the ring, and Randy Orton gets up, and he says, "I used to respect you, but then I didn't. But you know what? I turned my back on you. I walked out on you. I RKO'd you, and you still came out. So, kid, you earned my respect." And everyone goes, "Yay!" And Riddle goes, "Yippee!" And he shakes his hand, and they hug, and they announce it is actually a lot better than I'm recapping it here, but I've just been broken by the show, so I don't have the energy. But anyway, I liked what they did, and now it is RK-Bro versus Omos and Styles for the tag team titles at SummerSlam. Like, if I cared, I would really hope that RK-Bro wins, but like I got so little faith that I'm not getting my hopes up. But they should win. If this were any other promotion on the planet, they would win. But it's WWE, so it's like, whatever. For the third time, Karrion Kross faced Jeff Hardy. Karrion Kross beat him in 50 seconds. I don't know why they bothered. But the good news is they didn't beat Karrion Kross as he faces Samoa Joe this coming weekend at TakeOver. Eva Marie slapped Doudrop for being a failure. We had a Reginald. He was at the park. And then our truth is dressed as a tree, and Tozawa's dressed as a garbage can, and they try to attack him, but he does a bunch of flips, and he escapes. Elias is dead. In storyline, he's dead. He's got a tombstone. Elias, 2017 to 2021. He was 4. Now he'll return with some new gimmick, I guess. Charlotte and Nia face Nikki Ash and Rhea Ripley. Nia goes for the Vader bomb, but Charlotte blind tags herself in. She tosses this geek Nikki A.S.H. off the apron. She hits Rhea Ripley with natural selection. She single-handedly wins the match. Anyone here excited for the three-way on Saturday? This didn't do it for me. Maybe it did it for you. And then finally, we've got a situation with Lashley and Goldberg. Goldberg's son, who, yes, I know he's not Hook, but that's the joke because he looks just like young Hook. He's out there in, with his football team, and Goldberg talks about how I came out of retirement for you, Gage. And you can go on the internet and you can see videos of your father and who he used to be, or you can show up and see who he is today. And it's like a great speech by Goldberg, a great fatherly speech. And then Lashley comes out and threatens to retire him. And then Lashley says, Goldberg says a naughty word we can't see here on the air. And they have a kerfluffle. You know those kerfluffles they have on every Raw? And Goldberg spears him, and everyone cheers. And Goldberg celebrates with Gage on the barricade. If it were any other promotion, Goldberg would beat Lashley and win the title for his son. But it's Raw, so I'm sure he's going to fail and his son will be killed for your enjoyment on Saturday at SummerSlam. We'll get Mike's thoughts after the break. You see how I hit my cue? I'm a pro. Back in a moment, Observer Live. I'm gonna fight them all. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back.
You and your phone have been through a lot this past year. It's been your lifeline to the world. And now some big wireless company is telling you you gotta buy a new phone from them and sign their contract? They don't control you. With TracFone Wireless, you can keep the phone, number, and network you already have. Already got a 5G phone? Keep that too. Because TracFone runs on America's best networks now with 5G nationwide. Plus, we've got unlimited talk and text smartphone plans starting at just $20. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. 5G nationwide access requires a 5G capable device. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Yes, all my blokes, I've opened up the phone lines today. Why not? I'm on vacation. 844-913-2727. That is 844-913-2727.
Are we going to be treated now, or you can send me artwork?
84A 425-780-7566 is. I'm not rotating artwork. I'm in a different room.
I'm just asking if you're going to.
I decided this time, if I get the opportunity, if I can get these damn dirty kids out of the house, I'm going to move around and do shows all over the place for you, so I don't have to hear about the attic. Ah, Brian got sent to the attic again.
That looks classy. I bet you there's less spiders in there.
Actually, there's no spiders up there in the attic. I voluntarily go to the attic, I might add. Couple of other notes here, and then we will get to these phone calls here. Tonight on NXT, Kushida versus Roderick Strong, NXT title. MSK versus Marcel Bartel and Fabian Aichner, NXT tag team titles. Duke Hudson. Will face Carmelo Hayes. You know, I like this Duke Hudson. I'll tell you in a minute. NXT champion Karrion Kross will face Samoa Joe in a face-to-face. He will face him in a face-to-face because they abide by stipulations. Indy Hartwell and Dexter Lumis versus Jesse Kamea and Robert Stone. Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai will do an interview, but it doesn't say face-to-face, so maybe they'll be back-to-back and a prime target with Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. I like this Duke Hudson because my young daughter went to camp last week and she came home and she told me she was going to marry a young boy named Hudson, who apparently is in her, well, he was in her camp. They'll never see each other again now, but it was kind of cute. So I like this old Duke Hudson. Must be a good guy if my daughter liked this other Hudson. Anyway, why did you like this thing on Raw?
Sorry, it threw me off there for a minute, but
you already forgot
the thing with Jinder and Drew is because I am being led to believe that we are going to see a man get murdered on Sunday. Okay. Because when you include the post-match promo, would you include the fact that Drew has destroyed Jinder? And as you mentioned, has left Jinder with nothing going into this match, where Drew has everything plus his mother in the form of a sword. And from how Drew commented after the match of, you took away the one thing I had, my championship, I had the ability to get that back. You took that last shot away from me. That made this whole thing sound like I am going to see a man get murdered on come Saturday night. So I am all for that. If I see a 50-50 match and Jinder gets a banana peel victory, I will be very upset about this. And Drew will look like a big bum. But if Drew goes out there and just murderizes this man, I'll be completely fine with that. Completely fine. It's kind of like Damian Priest and Sheamus. There's a lot of ways that match can end that I won't be happy about it because they'll put their spin on it. But at least for the bulk of the match, what I want to see is those two guys hammering on each other. Like, that's, can I just get that? So that's what I'm hoping for. If there's any variation from that, I will be very disappointed.
All right, a couple of notes here before I go to this fella here. What the heck? Let's, I think I might know what this call is about, but you're on the air. What's going on?
Yeah, Brian Alvarez, it's Ian, not Ed. Whoever that guy is, I know who he is. But, you know, it's Ian from San Antonio.
Before you even say anything, Ian, can I tell everyone what your call is about? Because I bet I know.
yeah, no, you know. Go ahead.
Dave Meltzer burying San Antonio, Texas last night.
Yeah.
Right?
So, listen here, Dave Meltzer. Let me tell you exactly
no, he's not here.
I want to live in. Yeah, I don't care. He probably, you know the guy, don't you?
Vaguely. What's
all
your
right,
point?
Well, good. Maybe you can give him this. Maybe you should give this guy a little message here. I'm gonna tell you exactly why someone would want to live in San Antonio as opposed to San Jose, California. Maybe they want to live where the most beautiful women in the entire world live. Maybe they want to live wherever the best food in the entire world. And let me tell you something too. Let me tell you something else too. In-N-Out Burger, garbage, absolute trash. All right, the worst fries in the history of the world. I've never tasted anything so soulless in my life than an In-N-Out Burger fry. All right. And if I was going to give the United States of America an enema, I'd stick the hose right in the middle of California. So whenever one day it falls off the U.S. of A, we'll be a better country for it. Viva El Texas. Viva El Terry Funk. God bless Stone Cold Steve Austin. Thank you and good night. Dave Meltzer, suck it.
Well, I got a special sound I'm going to play for everybody, and that's this. I made a big mistake opening those phone lines, didn't I?
Shout out.
All right, well, text messages, everybody. Let's do text messages here today. How about that? 425-780-7566 is the number. I should have gone to what I was going to go to, which is New Japan is running the San Jose Civic Center on November 13th. And according to WrestleTix, 438 tickets have been sold thus far, and 1,500 tickets are remaining. So if you would like to attend that event, it's a quarter gone at this point. So if you'd like to visit the lovely San Jose, California, maybe not live there, but visit, well, that's the place for you. SmackDown this coming Friday. 9,000 tickets out, 500 tickets remaining, 95% sold out. Dynamite on August 25th. That's next week's Dynamite. 3,600 tickets out, 1,600 tickets remaining. It's 69% sold out right now, but my expectation would be that after Rampage on Friday night, we may see a flood of tickets sold for this show.
Where's that show at?
I guess we'll see.
That one on the 25th.
Well, you know, I could have sworn I just said Milwaukee.
Thank you.
But I'll say it again.
Thank you.
The Milwaukee Panther Arena.
Panther Arena.
Dynamite this coming Wednesday. 4,000 tickets out, 872 tickets left. They added a new section, 83% sold out. Tony needs to get on it if he's going to buy some of these tickets. And that's the update on ticket sales. I think SummerSlam's still at like 42,000. I haven't seen an update in a couple of days. But let's go to these text messages. Because I have one of these folks that goes, "Brian, read my text message." Not realizing that his text message is in here with like 100 others, and it's just a bunch of numbers. So I don't know which one's yours, buddy. Do you feel that AEW has done too much start and stop booking with talent like Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page? No. What about you, Mike?
No. I mean, they only have so many hours, and yeah, they have a lot of people doing a lot of different things, but that's also where Rampage is going to step in as well, too. You know, they got a lot going on, a lot of irons in the fire, a lot of things that they're trying to push, and not everything can make it to TV, even in 2 hours of time, and I would rather have it be broken up and have some things cooking on the back burner and not have everything rushed to the screen if it makes a better TV presentation. And again, unfortunately, in the case sometimes of a Scorpio Sky and an Ethan Page, they get shuffled back a little bit. It's happened with Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus at times. It's going to happen with everybody, and that's okay as long as when they're on the screen, they're treated with respect and they have a reason to be there.
Here's the thing, everybody. Ethan Page, okay, this person that just texted, start and stop booking. Yeah, they started and then they stopped because the storyline was he was feuding with Darby Allin. They built to a blow-off match. He was beaten, and then they moved the focus to other people. Is that not what storytelling is about? I mean, I don't want to see just Darby Allin versus Ethan Page on every show for 15 straight weeks. They began a story. It involved Darby being... Remember when Darby was thrown down the stairs by Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky? It built to a series of matches. Then it built to a blow-off match. They blew it off. And then they moved on. That's what I want to see on a show.
Look, you're not going to get everything that you want. I would have prayed that FTR would have had about a zillion more tag team matches up to this point than they actually have had on the show, and they would have been figured into the tag team championship scene more. It hasn't happened, but I haven't lost faith in them either, and I have a feeling when it comes back around again, which it seems to be doing right now with Proud and Powerful, that we are going to get that stuff. And that's just, it's a numbers game. And your favorite is not always going to be heavily in the mix. And, you know, it's just the way it goes. And it doesn't mean that they are, you know, not being pushed enough or whatever. There's just only so many names that can make the thing go around. And you got to take care of your Darby Allens and your people like that that move numbers and who are heavily figured into your main things. I know, yeah, people get sick of seeing the Young Bucks and stuff like that. But until they become a liability on the show, because somebody mentioned that in, you know, oh, the Young Bucks need 30 minutes on the air every week. Maybe they do, maybe they don't, but they're not a liability on the show, and they're a main event, part of the whole main event scene and situation that's going on. So, again, everybody's going to get their shot, and they do have Dark. They do have a lot of other outlets for a lot of their other people to wrestle on. So I know it's a lot to ask for out of fans, but if your favorites happen to be there that week, you can find out when they're there and also watch them there. And maybe they should utilize those shows more for title contention purposes, because they do have a top five and a top 10. Like, have some more of that stuff on there that actually matters that you can call back to later on.
So somebody else brought up Ty Conti, and where's Ty Conti? Well, as I look at this here, what happened was Ty Conti went on a win streak on a series of matches. She ended up becoming the number one contender. She won a big match on Dynamite, then she won a multi-person match on Dynamite, and then it built up to a match against the champion for the championship. She lost, and then she wasn't on Dynamite. So, am I wrong in that they built a story? They built to the end of the story, which was she actually got her championship match. She was defeated in the match, and then they moved to the next thing. Isn't that what this is all about? Yes, the answer is yes, that is what this is all about. They got 55 million people under contract. It's abundantly clear. And they cycle people in and out. Because
somebody mentioned she's
that's
on,
what you have to do, unless you want to see the same matches over and over again.
She's on Elevation and Dark, and it's not like she's getting beat on Elevation and Dark. So again, they're not doing house shows. This is all they can do, and they're just instituting a third hour here. So let's see how that actually goes.
Then people are asking about Asuka, and dude, I don't know where Asuka's at. I have no idea.
She's making memes online.
But you know who else I don't know where they're at is Toni Storm.
That's
everyone,
true.
Toni Storm. Here, like you're mad at AEW, but WWE does video package. Coming soon, Toni Storm. She debuts. She wins one match, and then she vanishes. That's a problem. They didn't even build a storyline where, like, she got a championship match, lost, and then vanished. She debuted, and we never saw her again.
No, milk carton. There she is,
all right.
Toni Storm.
Nikki, I'm sorry, not Nikki. Asuka has not been seen since July 18th. It has been 1 month. So she had been doing a series of matches, a bunch of tag matches, and then she just vanished. So I don't know where she went.
She put her head on Doudrop's body on one of her social media posts, and it was absolutely hilarious because she's Asuka, and almost everything she does online is great. The same way almost everything she does in the ring is great, and I wish she'd come back.
Chicago just instituted a mask mandate starting Friday. Get your masks, everybody. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one?
Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here wants to know, does this mean Drew can shank Jinder during the match, or is he just allowed to bring his sword? Well, my friend, I've heard he's allowed to shankly him.
Shanky.
I thought for sure you were going to just stomp all over my joke, but you didn't. So congratulations. Hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff coming up tonight. WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com as well. That includes a show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It's going to happen, though.
Vinny was supposed to send a text, but he messed it up. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'll find out on the air.
It happens.
So what did we watch last time? We watched Unforgiven, right? Unforgiven 2001. That was the last one that we watched. This is on the Brian and Vinny show tonight. And so the next show is No Mercy. That's what we're going to watch tonight, the No Mercy 2001 pay-per-view. So if you want to watch it this afternoon, follow along with us tonight. Listen to Granny review some wrestling. I hear she's going to review a Nick Wayne match. That's the... That's the rumor, but you can check it out. The main event, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Kurt Angle, and RVD in a three-way for the WWF title. You guys remember that match? No?
Man.
Do you remember when 9/11 occurred and they turned Kurt Angle American babyface and then immediately turned him heel again and then babyface again and then heel? Well, anyway, there's a lot to talk about tonight on the show. WrestlingObserver.com. Brian and Vinny Show, video.f4wonline.com. And we will be back here tomorrow with more. We're here every day, Monday through Friday. Noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. I want to thank old Mike, as always. Old man Mike. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio, Twitch homies. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.